gentleman, fraternal delegates and guests, as party president, may I offer you Kenmy and Culture to the Alliance Party's 45th annual conference. The Alliance Party's conference is an annual opportunity to celebrate our achievements to date and discuss how we advance forward. Today we have speeches on our achievements in government, discussions on how to move both Ireland forward, and an opportunity to engage with civil society via a bus exhibition outside. Many of the organisations outside this hall have taken time out of their diaries to come along and engage with us today. I would encourage you all to visit the stands and find out more about what they are seeking to achieve. I'm also pleased to announce that there will be a book launch straight after lunch right here in this hall. Alliance Party legend Jim Hendren will be launching the book on the party's history at 2:30 p.m. here. I've had a sneak preview of the book and can assure you that it will remind readers of the proud history we have as a party of leading and delivering change since we were founded in 1970. Since foundation and our first annual conference on the 27th of March 1971 in the Ulster Hall, society in Northern Ireland has changed beyond recognition. In the current situation, it is understandable that people feel despair and frustration at the political process, but it's important to take time to stand back and understand the journey undertaken and the road ahead. In the 60s, people marched for civil rights in America, in Northern Ireland, and beyond. In the 70s, government raised the profile and dignity of women through the Sex Discrimination Act and other legislation. In the 80s, former Alliance leader Bob Cooper was at the forefront of ensuring workplaces respected and cherished religious and political diversity. The status of lesbian and gay people also started to transform in the 1980s from criminalisation because of who we love towards a full and equal citizenship hastened by the election of a new Labour government in 1997. In the 90s, we also managed to craft tentative peace and power sharing in Northern Ireland, with ceasefires in 1994, the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, and devolution intermittently between 1999 and 2002, and then from 2007 onwards. Things have changed. No longer do we see protests against ecumenical church services, nor, as we saw in the media this week, is it acceptable to disbar and discriminate against people with disabilities. Many of us now work together with people of different religious belief. Nationalities have also changed in Northern Ireland, with Northern Ireland enjoying a mix of people identifying as British, Irish, Northern Irish, Polish, Lithuanian, Slovakian, Indian, Portuguese, Chinese, and many more. The new Northern Ireland we enjoy now is where we all are minorities together. These are the facts. Society has changed. Social attitudes have also changed. But sadly, few of our politicians have. It's time for the political system to catch up. The Alliance Party welcomes and embraces a new Northern Ireland emerging from the shadows of our past. And there's no time for old, outdated, discriminatory attitudes irrelevant to modern-day society. That's why we won't find any sectarian or homophobic jokes about yogurts or cakes at our conference. Nor will you find talk about equality being used as a Trojan horse. Such language and attitudes have no place in modern-day Northern Ireland, never mind a major political party. The time to end sectarian politics and successive political crisis has long since passed. That's why the Alliance Party exists. We seek to build a better future where we move forward, building upon the gains achieved towards a new society where we live, work, socialise and learn together, moving forward, not back. As Alliance Party President, I'm very grateful for the opportunities to serve the people and the party, whether today as Party President, or since 2010 as a councillor, or in recent times as Mayor, and now as Westminster candidate for Northern Ireland. These opportunities have provided me with a fantastic scope to build an open and inclusive future, champion the environment, and open up our political institutions. But yet, when other politicians are given similar opportunities, they select a much more negative approach, choosing instead to criticise the cost of division and duplication of services, and then vote to send millions of pounds to the unsustainable and divided teacher training system. But it doesn't end there. Others speak one day about tough budgets and the need to make savings, but then support nightly protests at Fidel, costing us £1 million per month, whilst community relations deteriorate and people suffer. When other parties assume positions of responsibility, they take the rights, but not the responsibilities. happy to pay fast and loose with our Northern Ireland economy and the public finances. Instead of political leadership, they treat legislation and welfare reform as a political tool to win votes. When legal rulings don't suit their personal prejudices, money is then wasted on fruitless legal battles. Northern Ireland can do better than this. Alliance in government has shown what real political leadership looks like. Governing for everyone, speaking up for everyone, delivering for everyone. Moving Northern Ireland forward, not back. I'm proud to be associated with the Alliance Party and our leadership team. Headed up by David Ford as our leader, Naomi Long as our deputy leader, and Stephen Farrey as our employment and learning minister. 5 years ago, people across East Belfast chose change and elected Naomi as their MP. Let's repeat this positive step forward and ensure Naomi's re-election by signing up to stall outside to help the campaign ahead. Just think about the powerful message this will send when Naomi is re-elected on the 7th of May this year. Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland moving forward, not back. Today we send a very strong message. Yes, she can. On the 50th anniversary of Selma's Bloody Sunday March last weekend, Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights leader who helped organise the voting rights marches in Selma, said, "When people tell me nothing has changed, I say, come walk in my shoes. I will show you change. Be hopeful, be optimistic." Today is a day where, despite the grim appearance of politics here, we remind ourselves of that. Enjoy the conference, and once again, remember to sign up for the campaign battle ahead. Now, the next part of the conference. Last year's party political broadcast was so good, it actually won an international campaigning award. So congratulations on all involved. Today you have an opportunity to see this year's broadcast for the forthcoming Westminster election, which is equally good, if not better.
Everyone wants the best for their family. Everyone wants better value for money. And virtually everyone wants Northern Ireland to move forward, not back. We know this because we ask you, and then we do something about it. That's because Alliance is the party with its feet on the ground, in touch with real people responding to your concerns, helping everyone take steps forward to improve their lives. For the past 5 years, while other parties have been trying to drag us back to the days of division and mistrust, we have been hard at work moving things forward. Not dragging our feet, pandering to extremes, preventing Northern Ireland becoming prosperous, but taking positive steps forward to deliver for everyone. Alliance kept our pre-election promise to end double jobbing between Westminster and Stormont, while others went back on their word. We have been making politics more honest, publishing our accounts, and changing key legislation in Westminster so that large donations to political parties will eventually be seen by you. Keeping promises, being open and transparent, matters to Alliance, and we know it matters to you. We led the fight for changes in air passenger duty to protect our connections with the rest of the world, helping us attract more jobs, tourism and investment. That's good for everyone. In government, we delivered the new skills to transform our economy, helping our companies, investing in our workers. We've also made communities safer by tackling crime, reducing reoffending and putting victims first. We have been investing in apprenticeships and new training opportunities, while other parties have been squandering public money, supporting standoff protests and mismanaging our finances. That's your money. Money that could have been used to invest in your public services. It's straightforward. Alliance helped your money go further and kept your family safer. We stood up for your rights and protected the vulnerable. We made tough decisions when others dodged difficult issues. In the last 5 years, we have stepped forward, leading change, working harder, promising better, delivering more. Do you want to go back to wasted money and broken promises, or forward to positive change, prosperity and opportunity? Step forward for Northern Ireland. Step forward. Join Alliance.